Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today, not just on this show, but on After Dark Radio as well, coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Also free on Sports Byline, as well as our YouTube channel and Twitch. You'll be able to follow along live. And if you're a subscriber, you'll get a bonus 30 minutes. We'll talk about the guests later on. But we got a lot of wrestling news to talk about here today, including last night's NXT. Turns out old Corey Graves was not on NXT. He also did not call the speed match, which took place today. There's a new number one contenders tournament. He's vanished. So we're going to talk more about this after the break here. And everything that went down on NXT last night, because there was plenty that went down. And, of course, tonight is also AEW Dynamite. And not just any Dynamite. It is Maximum Carnage. Sounds like something Vince would come up with. Got a bunch of matches announced for the show, including the women's Casino Gauntlet. The winner will get a shot against Mariah May at Grand Slam in Australia this February. I can't imagine who it might be. But we won't give spoilers here for this live event here on this program. Of course, we also got the SmackDown show coming up Friday, Raw this coming Monday, and plenty of other news as well, including more on how Raw did on Netflix. So a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, we're going to have time. 425-780-7566. FRW Online at gmail.com. FRW Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X, and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
A boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Whatever this horrible illness is that everyone has gotten this winter, it just sucks. Dude. I actually feel like physically I feel fine. Like I've gone to the gym every day. It's not like it's, you know, anything like that, but I cannot get this gunk out of my throat and chest. It's affecting my voice, which is my moneymaker. I think it's actually RSV is what I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, because one of the kids over, one of the cousins over Christmas had RSV. God, brutal. So anyway, if I hack and just cough up gunk, I apologize. Although it's not like green anymore, if you guys need to know real details. So I think that like I'm on the mend. Like I feel like I'm on the mend, but God, it just won't go away.
I think I felt bad for like 48 hours. What exactly has been going on in that neck of the woods where you have
gotten this? Dude, everybody here has got this. Everybody. And it's taken forever to get over it. If you guys haven't got it, you're all going to get it. So work on your immune system.
You're going to get it.
You're all going to die.
Vitamin
C. You hear me, Dom? Even you youngsters. Take care of yourself. All right. I don't even know where to begin today.
At the beginning.
I mean, there's not really a lot of news today. Like, are we really going to start with Corey Graves at the top story?
Like, we're a podcast. Of course we're going to start with Corey Graves. What's wrong with you?
Well, here's the deal, everybody.
On a slow day, of course.
Corey Graves was not on NXT. And they didn't make a big deal out of it, didn't mention it. Corey Graves is the commentator for WWE Speed. He did not commentate the Chad Gable-Charlie Dempsey match, which aired today. So I guess here's the big question for everybody. Okay?
All right.
Ready for this?
Yes.
When did they tape this Speed match? Are we supposed to believe that he would have done the voiceover like today? Like he's there at ringside, right?
Well, I mean,
don't they always tape Speed like before Raw or SmackDown or whatever?
I will go to Cage Match and find out when.
Find out when they taped the Charlie Dempsey Chad Gable match.
Which, by the way, those are 3-minute matches, right?
They're 3-minute matches.
I'd like to see that for longer than 3 minutes. That's for sure,
dude. Hey, listen, me and Tom review WWE Speed.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Because, number one, they're like the matches are quick. Like, by the time the whole tournament's over, you can watch the whole tournament like 15 minutes. But they're quick. Boom, boom, boom. You know, you have stories you can tell with 3-minute matches. I like it. I like WWE speed. And it doesn't intrude into the main roster.
Taped on, I guess that would be Friday. Was that January
Friday?
10th? At the Portland Motor Center.
Okay, so it was taped at SmackDown. Okay.
Blake Howard did the announcing.
Okay. So we're supposed to believe either that A, he pretty much decided he was done Friday and no-showed his speed commitment, or he was supposed to tape it like yesterday, the voiceover. But I don't think they do that. I think he's there, right? Or because he's no longer on SmackDown, he's on NXT, he wouldn't have been doing the voiceover anyway. Because he wouldn't. Why would they fly him all the way to SmackDown every week to do speed? Maybe he's just not the announcer anymore. But anyway, here's the point, everybody. Here's the point. Yes, there are people within WWE that believe that this is a shoot, okay? His brother Sam Adonis claimed on Twitter that this was a shoot. Maybe it is, okay? Maybe it is. But I can tell you this. You're telling me that this guy got moved to NXT last Tuesday, immediately did the boo-boo face, made it abundantly clear he did not want to be there, either no-showed SmackDown or did not. We actually don't know if he was ever going to do speed anyway. Put out an angry tweet on Monday, which was he was not told to delete. The company didn't tell him to get rid of it. Said that he would have something to say and that we should tune into NXT, and then no-showed NXT, just flew home. You're telling me that this guy did all of that and he's still employed. That's what you're telling me. Okay? Maybe that's the case.
Maybe he was told to go home.
Maybe that's the case. Okay? But in a lot of these situations, I like to look at Occam's razor. What is the most likely, what is the simplest explanation for all of this? And given that they don't let you do this stuff on Twitter, if you do, they require you to pull it. If you no-show your job, act like you hate it there, I mean, they're going to get rid of you. I mean, I will give you my prediction here on the air, okay? I'm going to give you my prediction here on the air.
All right.
Okay. Within 30 days, Corey Graves will be back doing something for WWE, whether it's commentary or whether it's a match with Wade Barrett or the Royal Rumble or whatever, okay? He will be back doing something for WWE, and the official story will be, it was a shoot that became a work, okay? So that's my prediction for a month from now. If it turns out this is all a shoot and he ends up getting fired, then that's fine. But that's where I think this is all leading. It was a shoot, everyone, but now it's a work. Playing off reality, they'll say.
Could it be a little of column A and a little of column B, since he is being taken off the shows anyway and they needed something to do with him, and he goes down to NXT, you get the response that you get? Do you think maybe that's like, okay, well, let's play with this a little bit, especially if he does have any thoughts on possibly returning to the ring? You know what I mean? It provides him a reason to have some time off and doing something. I don't know. I would be upset if I was him, because he does do a great job. And if there is, let's just say this whole thing is a shoot, how disappointing is it that you have Joe Tessitore, who's great, you got Pat McAfee, who's great, but you're telling me that Corey Graves, Jesse Ventura, Bobby Heenan, Jerry Lawler, they were all better than Corey Graves in that role. But Corey Graves is the best person since any of them, and he can do something they could never do, which is play-by-play. So you're telling me that there's not a place for him in a three-man booth alongside Wade Barrett? If it is actually a shoot at all, it's very disappointing. But I can see there being one true aspect of this, which is, if I'm Corey Graves, maybe I do feel a little bit of a way, because I do a great job and I have been pushed out because this other big name, when it comes to Joe Tessitore, has now stepped in and kind of shaken some things up.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Corey Graves is an idiot. And no. If this is all real, I mean, he should know that they switch up the announcers all the time. They switch up the ring announcers. For reasons unknown, it was very important to switch the Raw and SmackDown ring announcers when they moved to Netflix. I mean, yes, perhaps he was demoted to NXT, okay? There have been a lot of people that have been to NXT and back up to the main roster and vice versa. It happens all the time. There have been wrestlers that have been sent down to NXT and they've been brought back to the main roster. It happens all the time. So the idea that, oh my God, I was sent to NXT, my career is over, I am a failure and a loser, I find it hard to believe that those are the thoughts going through his mind. If they are, then they are. Hey, who am I to say?
But I don't think
this happens all the time.
I'm a failure and a loser. I don't think he's saying that at all. I mean, come on now. Even if it was
well, the idea that he got sent down there, so now he's like got to quit because like there's no hope to ever be back on the main roster or to ever do anything of value. Like, what are you talking about here? This happens all the time. So anyway, we'll see. Hey, got himself into a top story on Wrestling Observer Live.
We got the Phyllis Eggman out of it.
On a slow news day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Corey.
I chose that over talking about Raw Netflix numbers.
Good.
Well, that means I got a whole next segment to talk about them. Hey, if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. Threads, Instagram, Cameo, F4WOnline. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Also, talk about our guest on After Dark after the break. Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Today on After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. That's in just over an hour and a half. Here on Sports Byline and YouTube and Twitch. However you're watching or listening to this show, you can watch After Dark free. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Steve Stockton is going to be our guest. And the topic is people who have vanished in national parks. Vanished out of thin air.
Poof.
They're just hiking with people. Turn around and they're gone, never to be found again. Happens regularly. And there's actually a book that he wrote on a bunch of different locales. One of them was Washington State. So I got that one. Read a lot about that. Don't get in the woods, everybody. There's nothing good that happens there, I've learned. So anyway, Steve Stockton's going to be on After Dark Radio this afternoon, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And hopefully we can stay connected to Byline. But if you listen on Byline and it just dies like it did last week, you can head over to the YouTube page, f4wonline.com/YouTube, and the show will continue airing there. And if you're a subscriber, we're going to do an extra 30 minutes with the guest after the show ends. So if you're not a subscriber, you'll get the one-hour show. If you are a subscriber, you'll get the one-hour show commercial-free and an extra 30 minutes. So sign up today, WrestlingObserver.com, or you can get only the podcast at f4wonline.com/YouTube. F4WOnline.com/Apple for Apple Podcasts. F4WOnline.com/Spotify. And Apple, YouTube, and Spotify are only $9.99 per month. The main site, which is $14.99, you get the observers and the board and the archives of the shows and all that kind of good stuff. So there's value in the main site. But if you only want the podcast and pay $9.99, Apple, Spotify, or YouTube.
Are you going to ask him if a person disappears in a forest, do they make a sound?
Hey, I'll ask him anything.
Ask him that.
Yeah. And they do.
They do?
Yeah. It's if the tree falls in a forest and there's no one around to hear it, it doesn't make a sound. Because a sound is a wave. And in order for it to become a sound, there needs to be something to, you know what I'm saying? So, it's just the way it works.
Thank you, David Attenborough.
Science. Science! Now, also science is these Netflix numbers. It's just quick. So they did the adding in the week after the Raw debut. They added an extra million people watched after the initial two-day viewership number.
Sure.
So 5.9 million views globally and 17.7 million hours viewed. So the total view hours are the length of the program divided by, or the total viewing hours of the program divided by the runtime. So this is not just, you know, 17 million people watched a second of the show. There were 17.7 million hours viewed, and you divide that by three, and essentially, they're saying 5.9 million people watched, on average, the entire show. So, and hey, you know, people can disbelieve this, but as Dave has pointed out, ever since that Raw Netflix dude, they started selling tickets. In the last week, they started selling a lot of tickets. They sold a lot of tickets for this past Monday's Raw. They sold a lot, and there's no reason for it other than Netflix. It's like all of a sudden people decided that this Monday's Raw was very important in the last week. Well, like, they always sell some tickets, but like, big influx of tickets.
It is the season, though, too. you know, and it was tough times there towards the end of the last year financially for people. So, you know, maybe some of the spending has opened up a little bit too. I think it's a variety of reasons, but the Netflix thing certainly doesn't hurt. And 5.9 million people worldwide, if that's what they said within a week, watch that show. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can believe that, sure. I mean, look at the numbers that, you know, WWE, what they max out probably what their fandom would be watching a show on network TV. You know, what was it for SmackDown? You go a little bit over that as far as just, you know, people watching on Netflix, sure. And then go and almost double that, a little bit more than double that for worldwide, sure. It's just, you know, do these numbers really mean anything right now? They really don't, you know, individually as the weeks go on, but I'm sure we're going to talk about them anyway.
Well, I'll say one more thing because I have more exact numbers now. Somebody who got the numbers directly from Peacock, okay? Peacock reported 700,000 concurrent streams for the Saturday night's main event on NBC, which did 1.5 million on NBC. Concurrent does not mean these were people to watch later. Concurrent means as the show was airing live, there were 700,000 people streaming on Peacock, okay? Peacock has 36 million subscribers in the U.S. Max has 52.6 million in the U.S. and Canada. So, I mean, if anything, Max has probably more U.S. subscribers because I don't think it's 50-50 U.S. and Canada, just because population size. So, you know, Max has more subscribers than Peacock. And if a Saturday night's main event is doing 50% concurrent streams, then it is absolutely in no way crazy to think that a Dynamite that does 650,000 viewers on television is not doing another 150, maybe 200,000 on Max concurrent. And plus, I'll ask this question. This is not scientific, but I'll just ask. Raise your hand in the chat if you are now watching Dynamite on Max, okay? Raise your hand. We're going to see people just going like, yeah, I am. Okay? Me. You know, here they come. These are people that are now watching on Max. They don't watch on whatever anymore. Okay? Now, raise your hand if you watch Saturday night's main event on Peacock. Anybody. Okay?
I'll tell you why, though.
I haven't heard a single person who was like, I chose Peacock over NBC.
I did, actually.
You did?
You
watched
why?
It on Peacock?
Here's the reason why.
Well, I'll tell you why.
I was doing something. I think it was making dinner or something like that, and I never set an alert. I never set a thing on YouTube TV to record it. So by the time I got on there, it was like, well, let me just see it on Peacock because I know I can go back to the beginning. So I actually watched half of the show on Peacock and then flipped back over to YouTube TV.
Wow.
But yeah, actually, but here's the thing with Peacock and for Peacock subscribers, I'm a Notre Dame football fan. They stream on there. I watch some of the Olympics. They stream on there. One thing that's, it should be beneficial for AEW, no matter how many people they get, is getting people to regularly stream something on Max, because apparently that's one of Max's big problems, is people are not streaming CNN through Max. They're not watching HBO proper through Max. They're still doing it in other ways, and they've wanted to get people over to do more of that and try to mix things up and integrate it more. So anything that they provide is probably going to be, again, looked at as a great thing, no matter if it's 60,000 people or if it's 260,000 people. Doesn't matter.
Actually, we apparently have a fair number of people that watched Saturday night's main event on Peacock. So, hey, whatever.
Well, again, you know, we probably have a much, as far as the people that are watching through Twitch and YouTube, they are a lot younger, and they, a long time ago, got out of the cable race, and when they were able to, they got kicked out of their parents' house, and it was time to, you know, get their own things. You know, if you have Netflix and Max and Peacock, odds are you're still spending less than what you would get on, you know, through most cable means, and you're getting everything that you want to get. So they're completely used to it. And they also, again, the technology when it comes to TVs and all that sort of stuff, I know a lot of people who have smart TVs who are older who don't utilize them at all. They got a cable box hooked up, and they don't mess with the app aspect of that at all.
All right, before we get back to the news, I got one more plug here. New After Dark Radio shirts up and available. F4WOnline.com/shirts. We actually got a bunch of new wrestling shirts. We got a new After Dark Radio shirt, which when we did the poll, it's like everybody said, can we get that one too? And so, in fact, we've got that one for you. So if you want an After Dark Radio shirt or any of our other shirts, you can head to F4WOnline.com/shirts. It's through Pro Wrestling Tees. And they often have sales up there. So if you want to go up and see if there's any sales ongoing currently, you can do that. There's
Pot Pie loves it.
All chop, no pork. Santa Craig, which I don't know why I like that one so much. I don't know if anyone's bought it, but it's funny. And the new After Dark Radio shirt. And apparently Jim Valley's put up about 650 shirts.
And everybody should buy each and every one of them, too.
You can still get -5 stars. That was very popular, yes.
Granny's Gang?
Yep. I actually wore that to the gym today. I've gotten more comments on the Granny's Gang. No, the Guilt Trip one, the one that looks like the Wendy's logo.
Yes.
I got more comments on that than anything. Although, actually, I did get a couple of comments on -5 stars. Because the most famous -5 stars shirt is the one that's like the John Cena shirt, red, white, and blue. But it says -5 stars. So at some point, it was like between 2016 and 2020 when Trump was in office.
I was going to say, somebody.
I was wearing that shirt, and some guy in a Trump shirt looked at me and goes, -5 stars, huh? And I was like, oh. is that how you interpreted that? Okay. Maybe that's why so many people purchased it. Many interpretations. So tonight is Dynamite, and we got the Women's Gauntlet. The winner will get a shot at Mariah May's title at Grand Slam in Australia. I don't know.
I'm going with Deonna Purrazzo.
You know what they got to do? Like, I know that like Tony is over and everything like that, and they want to get her as much TV time. But they should do a deal where like women keep coming out and it's not Tony. Because the match can end at any time. So if there's 11 women in there and Tony still isn't out, it's like, oh my God, it could end before she even gets to the ring. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God, if it's not one thing, it's another.
It's better.
Just saw this article. Yeah. Conor McGregor accused of trying to rape woman in VIP bathroom as security stopped friend from entering stall to help.
Jesus.
Lawsuit filed on Tuesday. That is yesterday. So this is a new lawsuit. Took place after Miami Heat's NBA Finals game against Denver Nuggets June 9th, so last year. 49-year-old who works on Wall Street filed a criminal sexual assault allegation. So there you go. Another one filed against Connor. You know what that means? Tonight on Observer Radio, we got to talk about Connor.
Yeah, you probably
One of my favorite
will.
Things to have to do is have to talk about Connor.
Ugh. Ugh. God. You know, it's getting to the point of being like, I don't know how true any of this is. It's just a reprehensible person. But if it's, again, for a guy that says none of this stuff is true, if I kept getting accused of all this stuff, I'd probably stop going out. You keep putting yourself in these positions. And unfortunately, it seems as if, again, a lot of this seems to be, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't want to say that, but obviously he lost a lot of sponsors and everything that went down after the last ruling. And it just, there's a obviously a bad pattern here when it comes to him just being in the general public and around to the opposite sex.
All right, so before we get to NXT, the rest of Maximum Carnage tonight has Hurt Syndicate versus Mark Briscoe and Private Party. Yes, MVP in the ring. John Moxley, Powerhouse Hobbs for the AEW World title. I can't even talk about it. I can't.
I know.
I don't want to think about it.
Belt him up. Belt him up.
I know. We talked about it for days.
I know.
Now it's D-Day. Kenny Omega versus Brian Cage. Christian Cage versus Hook. And we will hear from Ricochet. It's actually a pretty stacked show, to be honest.
You know what should
happen?
It's
a big show.
Powerhouse Hobbs, he wins the title. He gets beaten down by the Death Riders afterwards. Christian Cage comes out, tries to cash in. And guess what happens? Powerhouse Hobbs murders him too and gets that out of the way so we don't have to deal with Christian having a title
no,
shot under his belt.
They're doing something with Christian. I actually don't think it's just going to be Copeland costing him. I don't know if he's going to win, but I think they're doing something.
Is it going to be that old classic?
I can't
WWE.
Imagine he beats Moxley, though.
WWF Attitude Era, where like 17 parts of the close happens, and at the very end, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, played by Cope, who ends up doing the thing and then leads to Hobbs getting the victory. You think they go all out and do something like that? You think they could?
What I expect to happen tonight is Moxley beats him.
Oh.
My point is, I don't want the obvious to happen.
You really think that's going to happen? You think
yes.
He's going to beat him clean?
I don't know about clean, but I think that he's going to beat him.
So not even Hobbs by DQ then, with the Death Riders jumping
in. I just have this feeling Tony's going to do what he's going to do.
Stupid.
Even though it has been...
We'll see.
Begged. I have begged. I've groveled on air.
Can we get him on the phone right now?
Unlikely.
Get that man on the phone. I want to talk to him.
Now, I got to say something about NXT.
What's that?
I don't know if we'll review the entire show.
But time.
There is a person on this show that has a bigger ceiling than Bron Breakker coming from developmental. We all know who I'm going to say, don't we?
Jasmine Nix.
Oh, would you stop?
Oh.
This freaking Obafemi.
Fantastic.
Dude. Oh, my God. Like, he has size, and he actually has deceptive size because he looks even bigger than he really is. I haven't seen one bad match from this guy. Maybe since, like, when he very first had that breakout tournament. Mm-hmm. Like, for the breakout tournament, I thought that he was not the most impressive guy in the tournament. I wouldn't say it was bad. It was, like, fine. You know, he had a lot of potential. But in the last year, show me one bad Obafemi match. Every match he's in, he gets over. It doesn't matter if it's, like, a guy from the main roster, some developmental dude. It doesn't matter. He gets over it every match. This guy, when he does his promos, he has, like, he has an accent. He has a gravity about what he says. Like, if you actually listen to the words, like, if you write down the words and then you, like, had Mike Sempervivi read it, people would be like, what in God's name? What a horrible promo. But, like, when Obafemi says it.
Go to hell, trouble boy.
No, it's true. But when Obafemi says it, it's like, okay, if you want to use those words, fine. Like, I buy it from Obafemi.
I'm going to say who at the end.
I buy it.
Who?
He cut a great promo. And he just comes off as like he's the man in charge. You know what I mean?
I believe in me. It's my destiny. I believe what I say, and I say what I believe. And
he has confidence in everything he says. You don't doubt a word he says. It doesn't sound like some guy doing some goofy promo. It sounds like a confident champion.
Confidence in the ring too, which exudes out of that, along with the charisma that he has.
And my favorite part of this entire episode of NXT, which I cannot do justice to here. I just can't. Okay. So they're backstage, and they do one of those segments where, you know, two people do something, and then the camera films over, and there's two other people doing something, and then it pans over. So they're backstage, and Obafemi is just walking around like the ruler. And he gets stopped by Dion Lennox, okay? You guys know Dion Lennox? He's the bookworm.
He was also in the
But his gimmick
tournament.
Is like Clark Kent. He takes off the glass and then he's like Superman. Mm. And he's like everything that they want. You know, he's like, I got a great physique and everything, and he's tall, but like he's also one of those guys where, you know, I've seen these guys come and go. Sean Stasiak, for example, like you look at the guy and it's like, man, it's everything they want, but he never made it. And I think it could be that way. Like Dion, so far, I don't see this guy as like he's got a ways to go. But anyway, this Dion Lennox walks up to Obafemi and he stops him. And he says, Oba, congratulations on winning that title. One day, he says, I'll be challenging you for that title. And Obafemi doesn't say anything. He just stops. He looks at this bookworm. And like, his eyes a little bit like wide. And then he keeps walking. Like, that was the most preposterous thing that's ever happened to me on this show. I watched that over and over. I can't even do, like, what he did. He has his face. It's like he's just astonished that this guy, like, he can't even believe what he just heard. But he doesn't overdo it. He doesn't do, like, the, big eye roll or everything. It's just enough for you to realize there is absolutely no chance you will ever challenge me for this title. And if you do, I will kill you. And he walks off. I died. This guy is the greatest. Do you understand? This Obafemi is the greatest. Like, I don't know, man. Some, like, horrendous thing would have to occur for this guy not to be in a WrestleMania main event in God only knows how long.
Oh, yeah. He's a star.
He is the best.
He and God. Bron Breakker, and they have so many people, Trick Williams, Roxanne Perez, in their future. I mean, Fallon Henley, they're just name after name, and this has been the biggest benefit of the NIL deal, has been somebody like Obafemi that has come along and that you're able to catch lightning with this fast and have the ability, because of NXT, to put him on a stage, not the main stage yet, but carefully craft him in the same way that they did with Solo Sikoa. Remember, Solo Sikoa didn't have a bunch of matches on there. They knew what they had. They knew what they wanted going forward, and they were going to be sure to do that. And the great part about this era is once they figure out what you are and how they craft you, that's pretty much what you are. The thought of him going up to the main roster and having to suffer through what Bronson Reed did under Vince McMahon or something like that, it's not going to happen. When he comes up, it's just like Braun and some of these other folks where Obafemi is going to be Obafemi. And again, seeing him on the main roster doing what he's doing now, it's an easy transition over to see him be a star.
If I talked about how much Ava's character sucks as a GM.
It's not very good, no.
So last week, she booked, because she's absolutely completely incompetent at her job, she booked a number one contenders match, but also a six-person involving the champion. Okay? So Stephanie Vacure wins the number one contenders match. When the match ends, she's the number one contender. But in the other match this idiot GM booked, somebody pins the champion. Shotzi pins Fallon. So what does the GM do? Well, you're no longer the number one contender, even though you won a number one contenders match on the show. You must defend your number one contendership against Shotzi because she pinned the champion. So they do the match, and of course, the heels interfere. Fallon hits Stephanie, and Shotzi pins her. So Stephanie lost her number one contendership. So what's Ava going to say next week? A referee's decision is final. Even though when Lexus King won the Heritage Cup, she said the referee's decision wasn't final. And she gave the cup back. She is the worst. She is, in storyline, the worst GM I've ever, ever experienced in this business. So Stephanie got screwed. Now, what was good was in a match that way exceeded expectations, Chikara and Lash beat Alba and Isla Dawn. This was a flat-out, shockingly good match. I was just watching it, waiting for some tragedy to occur. And it didn't.
Oh,
and
why?
Well, because Lash and Chikara are hit and miss. They've had very good matches. I've also seen them have matches against people, and it's like, oh my God, that thing fell apart. This was very good. Lash and Chikara won. They're getting a shot at the women's tag team titles.
No complaints.
Does anyone remember who the women's tag team champions are? 3, 2, 1. No?
Kaden and Katana? I don't know.
Let's see if anyone in the chat knows off the top of their head.
Somebody who beat Kaden and
Katana? Oh, Naomi and Bianca. They figured
it out. Oh,
there
you go, yes. Oh, that's right, with Jade. After Jade got hurt, Bianca slid in there. I forgot about that. They don't really defend those much, do they? Can't remember.
No.
But you know what? Metaphor and them were beefing a while ago, and to see them go back to that match, I'm okay with it. I'm just wondering when Noam Dar is coming back, because Noam Dar and who was it, Oro Mensah, I can't see Noam Dar being a star on the main roster, and obviously they want Jakar Jackson maybe to be the number one out of that foursome to make it onto the main roster, but Noam Dar as a personality and him in a team with Oro Mensah, again, with their tag team division, wouldn't be the worst things in the world to see them be an antagonist to the Viking Raiders or whoever.
And we also had tag team title match. Axiom and Nathan Frazier retained their titles against OTM. I was very happy to see that. They're the best team in the world.
Yes.
And they will probably be facing DIY soon. So that was nice. And it turned into a real good match. Early on, it was just kind of there. But man, they are so good. By the end of this match, I was like, holy smokes. That was the best match OTM has ever had. And that was very good.
Never break them up. I know. No, they will. Just don't do it.
It'll happen.
Break them up. Ugh.
Maybe not, actually.
Keep them together and put them on the main roster. I mean, they're such a... They're the type of team where everybody is expecting them to break up at any moment anyway, because they are such different people in the way that Frazier plays his character, but that's what also makes them great.
There's so many teams on the main roster, it would be absolute madness to break them up and then bring them up individually to the main roster. That makes no sense. So, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
We'll be right back. Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget, 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 Eastern. Steve Stockson's on After Dark Radio and talk about people who vanish into thin air, sometimes even thick air, in the mountains and the national forests. There was some thick air here the other day. It was weird. I don't like that thick air.
Humid?
Yes, but it'll be 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline USA. You can listen through TuneIn Radio, obviously. However, you're listening to this now, because you're listening to Sports Byline, you'll be able to listen to After Dark Radio as well, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, so don't miss it. And one other quick thing, if you're going to WrestleMania, who's going to WrestleMania? Anybody? Huh? WrestleMania? Well, no. Dave and I are going, and we're going to be doing a live Q&A at the Palms, a very, very nice building. So if you'd like to go to the Q&A, if you want to add that to your calendar, we're doing a meet and greet and a Q&A, you can go to f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is f4wonline.com/Vegas. We also have tickets for a lot of other things, including a watch party. You want to watch wrestling with Dave? Well, you can. We're doing two nights of it and also two after parties. What's an after party? We all show up together, and there's a whole bunch of alcohol and food, and we drink and eat. There's going to be two of those as well. Those will be after WrestleMania. So anyway, if you want to join us for all of that or any of that, you can buy tickets for things individually or all together, f4wonline.com/Vegas. Go buy your tickets right now. You don't want to miss it. And that's it, everybody. We'll see you in an hour for After Dark Radio. Thanks to Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.